The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
11:04, we're back for the final hour of the show. How did we get here already? 303-696-1971. Phone lines are loading up. We've got Laurel Eimer standing by, CD7 congressional candidate, some other callers on the line as well. And this hour, a couple things I want to make sure that we get done. I want to play for you the trailer to the upcoming documentary from Dinesh D'Souza called 2,000 Mules. Fascinating. Tell you about some exciting information I learned in my weekly phone call this week with folks like Ken Blackwell and Hans von Spakovsky, Cleta Mitchell, Jenny Beth Martin, doing the election integrity fight, a couple of laws in Pennsylvania that I think will be very, very interesting to you and maybe even to folks like, Dominion voting machines or their national security, former national security person, what was his name? Eric Coomer. Yeah, that's the one. We're going to get to all of that and so many of your calls. But before we do, something so very important that I learned about a week and a half ago. Just amazing to me what individual people, individual citizens, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas can do when they're touched in their hearts by an injustice, a massive injustice. And I learned about this project called Fortitude Boxes, and I think you'll be fascinated. I hope that you'll want to help. And I welcome Jenny into the show this morning so that we can talk about it. Jenny, good morning.
Good morning, Randy. Thank you for having me this morning.
You better believe it. And I'm so sorry we had to reschedule and that therefore we couldn't get Norma on, but we'll have you guys back to talk about this. What I'm really going to want to know is how it's playing out. But I heard your story, and it's very, very compelling. I appreciate you reaching out. And go ahead and introduce yourself to the extent that you wish to, and then tell folks what we're talking about today.
Okay, sure. Thanks, Randy. A mom of a service member, Norma, and I'm the wife of a retired service member. And we had been hearing about how military members who deny the injectable experiment were being treated. They were being discriminated against. They were being punished. They were being given just really terrible jobs, such as sweeping the dirt off the street with a shovel. You know, their mail was being withheld. Purposely delaying their medical care. And so, you know, Norma and I had been praying about this, but then we, just a few weeks ago, in her son's unit, there was a soldier who attempted his life because the situation was so desperate and discouraging for him. And so then we thought, what could we do? So we decided we would send all of them Valentine care packages and let them know that, you know, it seems like they might be alone because they are being isolated from the other troops, but they really aren't alone, and we wanted to encourage them. And so we just put out the message. So far, in less than 3 weeks, we have sent 80 boxes to service members who are refusing the experimental injection. Randy, our goal is to send a Fortitude box to all 527,000 military members who are refusing this experimental injection.
Oh, man, that is a big time goal. Have you set up a website yet or social media, or are you working on all of that to start getting the word out?
Right. We are definitely in the baby stages, but we have an email address that's fortitudeboxes@protonmail.com. We're able to accept donations through AmericansForAmerica.us. And in the comment section, I just ask your listeners to write for Fortitude Boxes. And as we go along, you know, we didn't realize how big of a need this was, and we also didn't realize how much the American people just want to support the troops. So So we're getting there.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. Fortitudeboxes at protonmail.com. Fortitudeboxes at protonmail.com. I just want to go down this list again. Yeah. This is the list of the, not a comprehensive list, but just an example of the garbage that our service members, new recruits who go in all idealized and patriotic and expecting the best training in the world and a top-notch education and long-term military personnel. You said you're married to someone, and as I recall, he's been in the service for quite some time. Norma, who the rescheduling precluded from being with us, is the mother of a young recruit, as I recall, and they're being prohibited from training with their squad. They're being removed from leadership. They're being made to sweep the dirt off streets with shovels. You mentioned withholding their mail, purposefully delaying their medical care, prohibited from taking college classes. They're being subjected to coercive brainwashing, so-called counseling sessions, invalidating long-range, long-standing religious and medical exemptions as well. And you found that injustice to be intolerable, thus fortitudeboxes at protonmail.com. Very, very impressive. Can you elaborate a little bit on either your husband's story, if you can, or Norma's son's story?
Sure. I'll just give a quick summary of both. Norma's son joined the military because he loved this country. He had lived throughout the world, and he came back to America, and he really loved America, and he really wanted to serve. And he was selected to be in Special Forces, which is an honor reserved just for the top soldiers. And so he is at Special Forces training right now, but they are not allowing him to train. He and there's 37 others in that Special Forces training that sit in a classroom during the day, and they just sit there not learning anything. You know, that's just their place of duty to just sit. And so he didn't join the Army to just sit. He joined the Army to show his love for his country. And, of course, you have to be trained in order to do that. So it's been very frustrating for him and the other soldiers that he's serving with. They have told them that they will not receive VA benefits when they get out. So the GI Bill, the home loans. They have told them that. My husband, he served for 33 years, and he retired in October. He would have served longer. He also loves the Army. And, you know, but he wasn't willing to take the experimental injection.
I guess
I don't know what else to say. He was in leadership.
Sure,
and so he would have been removed from leadership. And, you know, that wasn't something that he could stomach. He's a leader at heart as well.
So a good, patriotic, experienced, long-term military leader had to take early retirement. So we're losing patriotic newcomers. We're losing long-standing patriotic leadership to early retirement because of these policies. And one other thing that I learned in reading about your story is that the military, the president, the federal government are violating the law in the way that they're handling this. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Yes. So, Randy, there is a method for a president to order the troops to receive a investigational new drug. Today they're calling it an emergency use authorized drug. The president in writing waives the service member's right to consent. And their right to consent is guaranteed for all U.S. citizens, the military included, by 21 U.S. Code 360BBB-3, 21 U.S. Code 355, and also a court case, Doe versus Rumsfeld, and then for the service members, the Nuremberg Code. So the court case was in 2004, and it said that the military was not allowed to inject the service members with the experimental anthrax vaccination unless this waiver by the president had been signed. And in that case, it had not been signed. And in this case, it has not been signed.
Well, and so the conclusion to that, and I haven't investigated these statutes and I haven't looked at the Doe v. Rumsfeld case in years, But that means that individual members of our military retain their right to choose whether or not they want to take this still experimental injection.
Right.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you, we've got a caller on. We got full lines. One caller, though, who had a question for you. Before we let you go, we'll give the email again. Have you back, especially if you get a website up and to get a report on how things are going, to send these support packages, some Valentine's Day boxes, some things to remind them that Americans are with them to stay strong. Fortitude boxes is what you're calling. We also want to know what's in those babies when you send them. But let's check in with Joan real quick and see what her question is. Joan, good morning.
Hi. I wanted to ask her, since China and Russia are not using mRNA vaccines, and a lot of the military are now getting informed as to what the contents are of the vaccines, so-called vaccines, are they being required to have the boosters in order not to get the shameful treatment and the discrimination?
Thank you, Joan. Do you know, Gene, whether if people have taken the initial shots and then they've got concerns about it, whether they're being forced to take the boosters as well, before else they get the same kind of treatment you've described?
Well, thanks, Joan. What I understand and what people have reported to us is that currently the only memo from the Secretary of Defense requires just the initial vaccinations. Of course, they're all strongly encouraged to receive the boosters, but the requirement from the Secretary of Defense is only the initial ones.
All right. So if someone writes to you at fortitudeboxes@protonmail.com, fortitudeboxes@protonmail.com, what happens next? What's in these boxes? And say one more time before we let you go how you're accepting donations for this project.
Okay, great. Thanks, Randy. So, yes, please write me, fortitudeboxes@protonmail.com. You can recommend a service member that you know that is refusing the experimental injection, and we will send them a box. We'll need their address also. And I should mention that we've had a couple returns because some service members have not set up a mail box with their unit. And so before you recommend them to us, please check with them to make sure that they have a way to receive this mail. Because it was just heartbreaking for us to see a few come back. And we'll send them again. We're doing some investigation. But we want to make sure they get their boxes.
Jenny,
what we're putting in them.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
No, finish.
We're putting just goodies. We're putting beef jerky, meat sticks, trail mix, seeds, sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds, box cereal, licorice. And we've even put charging cords in there. I think that some chapstick would be nice. We haven't got that far yet, but just some things to let them know we're thinking of them. Every time they reach into their pocket to have a sunflower seed, they could know that we're thinking of them and we support their right to bodily autonomy.
It's just a wonderful, wonderful idea. Please express my apology to Norma for the rescheduling that precluded her from being here with us. I hope the two of you will stay in touch with me. Let me know how this is going. And if you do set up, a website or anything like that, let me know. And we'll get you both back on together to talk about how this thing is moving forward.
Oh, thank you, Randy. Yes. I mean, this has just ballooned. And so we're trying to keep up right now. People can donate at AmericansForAmerica.us. And in the comment section, just write Fortitude Boxes.
Wonderful. Really do appreciate it, Jenny. God bless and have a wonderful, wonderful weekend.
Okay, you too, Randy. Thank you so much.
You better believe it. And we dropped Joan, so Joan's line is open, 303-696-1971, 696-1971. Laurel Eimer's been standing by. She's running for Congress over there in CD7. And so let's see what she's up to this morning. Laurel, good morning.
Good morning, Randy. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, I won't keep you long. I know you got a busy show that you're trying to finish up. I just wanted to touch on a couple things. Are you aware of what happened in Golden, Colorado this week at the hands of the tyrannical city council?
No.
Okay, so the city of Golden, for the city of Golden proper, city council decided that it was a good idea to enact a mandate or law, it's actually a law in the city of Golden, that children and families who order kids' meals in restaurants in the city limits of Golden are no longer allowed to have sugary drinks.
You mean anywhere, like at home?
In Golden, in a restaurant.
Oh, in a restaurant. I'm sorry.
In a restaurant.
Go ahead.
In a restaurant. So okay. if you go into McDonald's or you go to the pizza parlor in Golden, God, and you bring your children to, you know, have lunch, your kids are restricted to water or unsweetened milk, just plain milk, not chocolate milk or strawberry milk, just water and milk are the only options that your children can drink because the city council has decided that during COVID, they understood that the issue with people who were dying from COVID were because of many comorbidities, and one of them was obesity. And so now the city council in Golden has taken upon themselves to rule the lives of you.
Laurel, you've dropped out on us.
Drink what they see fit.
Ah, you're back. All right. Well, you know, this is what happens when power-hungry Democrats and leftists get in any kind of a majority position in power. They think they know better than mom and dad, and it's
yeah,
just outrageous. But what an example.
It's
and it's got
to
be.
It's
got to be a large part of the motivating force that is creating this incredible momentum as we head toward these midterm elections and put an end to the reign of Democrat terror. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, you're right. Because, I mean, this is happening in my own backyard, in my hometown where I've born, and this is happening right. Small piece of the puzzle of what's happening across the nation and what they intend to do nationally. So we need to rise up and fight against this. And so I just wanted to bring it to people's attention. And then secondly, I wanted to mention that we're having an event for my campaign, Laurel Eimer for Congress. We're having a fundraising event on Monday, February 21st on President's Day. It is a congressional dinner fundraiser for my campaign at Pietra's in Wheat Ridge. And I've been honored to be endorsed by Kelly Ward, the Arizona GOP chairwoman. And she will be coming out to speak to our group that night. So it's going to be a fantastic, fun evening. And I encourage everyone to get a ticket. Ticket prices start at $25 for students and go up from there. And it will be money well spent for an enjoyable evening and will help fund our campaign to take back Colorado and the 7th Congressional District in this red wave that we're going to have in 2022. So that website is laurelimerforcongress.com/events where you can get those tickets. And I encourage everyone to sign up and then encourage everybody to become a delegate and participate in this process as we move forward with the primary season.
Yeah, you've put caucus training up on your website, as I recall. I think I heard you say to somebody. Is that right, Laurel?
Get tab.
Yeah, we're having
to become a delegate.
Your phone keeps.
Am I losing you?
Yeah. I'll tell you what, we'll just drive people to your website.
Yep.
I love going to the RNC training and meetings because they are. Because Dr. Kelly Ward is one of the regular features there. I get to spend a lot of time with her, the current chair of the Arizona GOP, in the heat of the election fraud fight still. She's got a book up that's free now on Amazon and elsewhere. In fact, we'll get her on next week. We'll remind folks about Laurel's event and talk to her about what she's written about the election and where we stand in Arizona on the challenge still underway against 2020. Laurel Eimer's line is open, 303-696-1971, 696-1971. Callers on the line, everybody sit tight. I'm going to tell you when we come back a whole lot of things, including what I learned in my weekly election integrity call last Friday with Cleta Mitchell and Ken Blackwell and Hans von Spakovsky and Jenny Beth Martin and representatives from the RNC and a host of others. You will love it. Folks like Dominion and one of their former employees, Eric Coomer, probably will not. But we'll talk about that when we come back here on 710 KNUS. Been thinking about some new bumper music. I never get tired of these oldies. But when I came in this morning, I was in the control room, and there's a list on the wall of bands we can't use. Of course, I never knew it, so I took a picture of that list. We're going to have to do some culling from the music bumper herd for some of the songs that I had in mind. But I'll be trying very hard to work on that over the next couple of weeks. 2 weeks from today, we'll be broadcasting live from CPAC. Really looking forward to that. I think Donald Trump is scheduled to speak there. A host of wonderful conservatives, and always enjoy the opportunity to go out at CPAC and then bring you the show and bring you some of the guests live while CPAC is underway. It's really a lot of fun, and I know you guys like it as well. We're coming up on 11:30, about a half hour to go. Lines are full. Jenny wrote back and asked me to write in. Jenny with the Fortitude Boxes at ProtonMail.com, Fortitude Boxes at ProtonMail.com. She wrote back in and asked me to make sure to ask you not only to help in this project, but call your congresspeople, call your elected officials in the federal government. Anyone you have influence over or can reach out to is so important, and let them know about this horrendous treatment of our military personnel if they are declining to take the experimental jab. And she also wanted to clarify the fundraiser. The website where you can go if you want to help this project is AmericansForAmerica.us, and it's the number four, AmericansForAmerica.us. Text messages absolutely pouring in, commending her and just people like her for stepping up and doing something so very important. I mentioned before the break the weekly election integrity calls that I'm on with some of the heavy hitters across the country that, you know, they're not looking at voting machines or the internet or any of that stuff. They're looking at what's actually happened, changes in laws, unconstitutional passage of laws, lessening signature verification, if any signature verification at all. Outright absolute cheating, like Dinesh D'Souza's new documentary, 2000mules.com, the number 2000mules.com, will show you. And one of the things that I learned that I think is just fascinating is in Pennsylvania, and I'm pretty sure these laws have not yet passed, but everyone's optimistic. They're underway. They're being worked through the process right now. One of them is right now in Philadelphia. You cannot be a poll watcher. You cannot be involved in the election in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, unless you live in Philadelphia. Well, what does that mean? Philadelphia is one of the big metropolises. It's like Denver, Los Angeles, New York. It is primarily Democrats. So you can never find enough Republican poll watchers. So one very simple fix to that is the legislature in Pennsylvania is going to make it so that you can be a poll watcher from anywhere. You can be from anywhere in the state and come into Philadelphia and be a poll watcher. That will make it possible for more Republicans to try and balance that unequal playing field. And another law that I expect to be in place and probably before the midterms is that if you are a manufacturer of voting machines, those machines have to be manufactured in the United States of America. And so that could be disturbing to, for instance, Dominion Voting, because I think they're a Canadian business. I know they had an office here in Denver, but they're a Canadian business. And so that couldn't have made Dominion very happy or their former director of security and product strategy. And the last thing I want to talk about, mention real quick before we go to the full lines is, do you know what the term heel means in wrestling vernacular? The Wikipedia definition is, a heel is a wrestler who portrays a villain, bad guy, or rule breaker and acts as an antagonist to the faces who are the heroic protagonist or good guy. And I just want to suggest to you that you probably don't want to take your advice on how to fix the Republican Party or save the state of Colorado or push back and get rid of Democrat control in all branches of our federal government by listening to a self-described heel. You know, check into the motivation for that. And so we don't run out of time to do it. And apologies to everybody on the phone. I just want you to hear this trailer from the Dinesh D'Souza documentary. It's not out yet. The website is 2000mules, the number 2000mules.com. This is, it's a great video, but I think it translates pretty well to radio.
The 2020 election was the most secure in U.S. history.
There has been no evidence of widespread voter fraud.
He lost a fair and secure election.
The most secure
election in American history.
Really?
All those of you volunteered and
worked the polls. You deserve a special thanks from the entire nation.
You will love this video.
This one mule made 53 trips to 20 drop boxes. He's not alone. We tracked 2,000 mules making multiple ballot drops. Leaving no fingerprints. Snapping photos to get paid. A coordinated ring of illegal vote harvesting in all the key states where the election was decided.
They've delivered us a clear victory.
Game over.
Really, really looks good. And, you know, so when people who are running for office or who sit behind television cameras or radio microphones tell you that the Colorado election was clean and the national election, you know, just the most secure election ever, nothing like it ever before in the history of the world. Man, just shake the dust off your boots and move on, because they don't know what they're talking about. All right, I did promise some phone calls before this next break. As we get close to wrapping up the show, let's see. Oh, man, we have had some folks waiting. We'll start with Dave in Centennial. Dave, good morning.
Hey, Randy, quickly, there was on the news this week that they're going after Trump for removing boxes from the White House and taking them to Key Largo. You have to remember that during the Trump administration, Obama's people came into the White House and removed tons of boxes out of the White House, and that was never mentioned.
Well, I don't know if you were here at the top of the hour, but the worst thing that I think is going to put an end to this so-called reign of terror from presidential number 45 and soon to be 47, Donald Trump, is that he was also putting paper down the toilet. Did you hear?
I heard. I just thought, now, I don't know about their toilets people. There. That's an old place, so I don't see how you could get anything in those toilets.
Oh, no. My recollection, and I could be confused, I've only been in the White House a couple of times recently, but I think they've got the special toilets, you know, where you've got the light button and the heavy button. So it's all water conscious. So you're probably right. It's just such a joke that these are the things that they think matter to Americans or are going to make any kind of a difference in the face of, you know, the Canadian trucker protests and the open border on our southern border and the highest inflation in 40 years and the lack of security and safety in our cities and the drama and trauma being inflicted on our kids. I just love what they're trying to do. It's such a joke.
Well, they did just disclose last couple of days the reason why they're delaying these injection approvals for kids under five or whatever it is that the test failed. The test failed because they did a study of it, gave it to the people or gave it to the kids, and there was no difference between the vaccinated and unvaccinated and counted as a failure. So they're going to go back and stall off some more so they can get a better situation. It's all about the money.
Well, and listen,
not about
over the last few weeks with Omicron and everything else, some of the sickest people who stayed the sickest the longest were those that were fully vaxxed. I've got one friend who took the first shot, and as he's learned more, he will not take anymore. Got really sick. It's fine now. And another guy who fully vaxxed, fully boosted, a true believer, and was just extraordinarily sick. And so it's such a joke. Vaccine isn't even the right word for it, and everybody's beginning to know it. Go ahead.
Did you hear the Bob Saget thing? The thing they're not telling you is that they said what the autopsy is trying to tell you is that, from everything I've read, in order to have done that damage to the back of your head, you would have had to been hit with something so strong you wouldn't have been able to sustain it. And what they're saying with this is it's a very good chance it's also a side effect, because he was fully vaccinated and everything of Omicron, of the vaccinations. And they're not, they're shying away from that. But the whole idea that this happened to him because of an impact on his head, he is bleeding from the brain, another side effect from these injections.
Dave, thanks for your patience in getting on the show here at 710 KNUS. Do appreciate it. Dave's line is open, 303-696-1971. We'll be going to our final break. Everybody on the line, I promise we will get you in before we are done. I mentioned the election stuff for folks who weren't here last week. I talked about this last night at the fundraiser. Two things. If you want to help make a tax-deductible donation to get this lawsuit started against Jenna Griswold, Dr. Professor John Eastman and I co-counseling this, the start of this litigation to overturn our unconstitutional open primary, go to ccjlitigation.com, ccjlitigation.com. And I mentioned last night the RNC creating the largest election integrity machine in history, 37 litigations going on right now. And the thing that nobody knew, I didn't know it even a year and a half into being national committee man, the RNC has had its hands tied behind its back for almost four decades because almost 40 years ago, someone, a former chairman, entered into a consent decree saying we would not participate in making challenges based on election fraud. I don't know what they'd done wrong. I didn't go back that far to look. But the same judge, even after he retired, would come out of retirement to renew this thing year after year after year. It tied the Republicans' hands behind their back. I didn't know about it. They never talked about it. Certainly I never heard it. Democrats were free, on the other hand, to do what they've always done, including the election of Donald Trump, the election of George W. Bush, and on back down the line, challenging elections. And the Republicans couldn't do it. Well, the gloves are off. The hands are untied. The $1.2 billion soon-to-be corporation called the RNC, putting together the biggest election integrity machine in history. And the Democrats are running scared. All right, full lines, 1141. Your turn when we come back, 710 KNUS. Then there's some songs we will not get rid of because we will not fear the Reaper here on Wake Up with Randy Corcoran. So good to have you here. Final segment of the show, about 11:45. People calling in. Leroy behind the glass tells me people are asking about, where's your auto repair shop at? That's pretty cool, Leroy. I really love that people want to do business. And so Hartker's Garage, it's at 2105 South Calumet Street, 2105 South Calumet Street in Denver. But you can just go online and look up Hartger's Garage, H-A-R-T-G-E-R-S. That's my daughter's married name and my son-in-law, and it's a family business. And it's really, really on fire down there. We've got this massive new place, and it's just packed. There's just no room. We need more people, but there's just no room for more cars right now. And then I'm getting emails. Randy, I've got to connect with the Arapaho Tea Party. What's the website? We're working on that, but you can send an email, ArapahoTeaParty@gmail.com, ArapahoTeaParty@gmail.com. If you missed the 10 o'clock hour, Brandon Strock was with us. His ordeal after January 6th, subsequent arrest, charged with felonies, ultimately misdemeanor plea bargain, incredibly overzealous sentencing. What did he say, 3 months in home detention, 4 years, I think, of probation, $5,000 fine, and $5,000, I think it was, restitution for capital he did not touch, did not go inside, did not cause any damage. Just absolutely outrageous. And people are wondering about that D'Souza2000mules.com, the trailer for the documentary that's coming up. Maybe it wasn't as clear since I've seen it. Maybe it wasn't as clear on the radio. What they did is they used geo-tracking, and they tracked these mules. And there's actual video of them going into these voter boxes in the darkness of night and loading them up with ballots in battleground districts around the country, loading up the ballot boxes and then taking pictures, because that's how they got paid, by demonstrating, you know, the number of ballots that they jammed into those boxes. Just outrageous. And that's just the teaser for this documentary that's coming up. You can check out the trailer at 2000mules.com. Very, very fascinating. But of course, all of the corrupt, coordinated Democrat media machine folks and their lapdogs and supporters and folks who are, you know, just trying to stir up controversy, I guess, will tell you that we have the safest and most secure elections in world history, probably in the entire universe, and that Colorado is and remains the gold standard. That is a crock of crap. Since I'm on that topic, we'll start calls this final segment with Nick in Denver. Nick, you wanted to talk about election fraud. Go ahead.
Yes, this is just my opinion. I just think that Republican candidates need to downplay the election fraud and not focus on it, just focus on the issues, because I think it'll backfire on a candidate. That's my personal opinion.
Have you seen the polling around the country, not just Republicans, but Republicans and Democrats, about their trust in the security of our election system?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have.
All right.
But you know that the media is so corrupt. Anytime a Republican candidate will say, well, the election is stolen, they'll just magnify that, and that's all you'll hear. And I just think the better way around it is to just say, as things stand, Biden won the election. And when you say as things stand, that leaves the door open for future information to come out to disprove that.
I'm just going to push back on this just a little bit. I don't think any of our candidates need to be out there continuing to litigate the election of 2020. It's not
right.
There's so many just easy pickings that the Democrats are handing to us. But what happens is the left wing media and some of their not so left wing supporters, they refuse to walk away from it. They want that to be the issue. So you know you're going to get asked the question. And even if you give that artful answer that you just described, then they're going to say, well, you're not answering the question as things stand. Was it real? Was it not? So either punch it in the mouth or stay away from it. I don't really care. I'll tell you, we would not have won Virginia without the massive grassroots effort of Moms for Action and so many other groups, the RNC pouring in lawyers and paid staff and volunteers to secure the elections through attorneys keeping track on things and poll watchers and judges and the whole nine yards. It's such a crucial piece. And I think more people than you believe, Nick, understand that the election was far, far, far from secure in 2020. But I really appreciate you weighing in on it. Go ahead. Last comment.
The problem is that the media is so corrupt, that's all they're going to focus in on.
Yep. I don't doubt that. And
so don't give him any more ammunition.
The thing is, though, you know, the vast majority of people who are paying attention to CBS, NBC, MSLSD, and others already believe, stand against us and believe against us. And so, you know, is it really that big of a deal to point out there's video of these people packing the election boxes, paid mules? For goodness sake, I think it could be an energizing message for the base, and no Republican candidate is going to lose without the base supporting them 100%.
Of course not.
Yeah. Well, Nick,
right, well,
great points.
You.
I really thank you as well. And it's listen, right. I understand the debate. Nick's line is open, 303-696-1971. Joe in his car, if he's still out there. Joe, good morning.
I'm still out here, and what I wanted to mention was House District 1 caucus. It's March 1st at Henry Middle School.
Excellent. Yeah, people, please go to your county websites. And I know, for instance, Arapahoe, it didn't have information up just yet. And the reason has been some of these counties are having trouble finding the locations. The schools aren't making themselves available as they used to. So just keep checking back with your local county website, and that information will get there, I'm sure.
Yeah. I think the address is 4131 South. Maybe not. No, it might not be that far south. But Henry Middle School, it's on Golden Way, you'll know, and it's in the southeast corner of that school.
Well, Joe, I appreciate it very much, and thank you for listening to the show. Joe's line is open, 303-696-1971. Jim in Broomfield, welcome.
Yeah, Randy, I was wondering if you have heard about clots that are occurring in people that have had the jab.
Oh, God, yes.
What I mean is these are strings that are They look like blood several inches long, and then attached to the blood is a white string.
I have not heard about that. Where did you see this information?
It's on the Gene Ruby show on Rumble.
Was there any link to a scientific study or anything like that? Or
no. Well, she interviewed an embalmer, and the fellow has said that since November, since November, he's had 50% of his the people that he's looked at experience this, and it's more like 65% now. It's growing. And he showed a picture of a bowl that looked like a bowl of spaghetti, these white stringy things that he had to go in and pull them out in order to get fluid to move through the body, through the veins and the arteries.
That's just terrifying, and I just don't doubt it. We certainly know about young people, athletes, you know, having heart attacks, dropping dead on the field, myocarditis, the heart infections. And not just young people, of course. It's swooping across everybody. And I had one of the, you know, my first acquaintance with vax injury was the Denver police officer, Jose Manriquez, 34 years old, who couldn't walk a week after being taken the mandatory Denver jab. It's just, why would you take the chance?
It's a game changer, I think. They should be stopping all these injections. After you see this, you'll believe that.
You bet. Well, thank you, Jim. But where would people be able to go see that again?
Take a look at the Dr. Jane Ruby show on Rumble, and I believe the date. Yeah, the date is February 2nd. But she's been on a few other times too. She's been on Stu Peter's show too.
Well, Jim, thanks for your patience and getting on the show, and thanks for listening. Have yourself a great weekend.
One other thing I was wondering about: you never see discussed hardly anywhere except the Stu Peter show that. The contents of the injections and, you know, things like graphene oxide, which is a carcinogen, and it causes clotting and hydras and other parasites.
Yeah, I hear you, Jim. And of course, I'm gonna interrupt you just because we're running out of time here. But, it's a whole another topic. And, of course, the producers of these injections are trying to stop the government or the people from looking at their research and their tens of hundreds of thousands of pages of documentation for the next 50, 60, 70 years. I wonder why. It's so safe and so good. Jim, thank you so very much.
If it were publicized, you'd never get a jab.
You got that right. God bless you, sir. Man, phone lines are just on fire. I think that's going to be the last one for the day. Please, if you didn't get a chance, go back and listen to the 10 o'clock hour when Brandon Strock was with us for the entire hour telling about his ordeal. Thanks to Jenny and the new project, 42 Fortitude Boxes at ProtonMail.com. Fortitude Boxes at ProtonMail. So many important things going on out there. And man, we get a chance to hear about him right here on the show. Thanks to Leroy behind the glass. Thanks to you guys for keeping him hopping. And, man, always remember, please never forget. God loves you. I love you. It's a beautiful day out there. Drive safely. Come back and see us next week. And never, never back down. Remember this.
Just want to say from the bottom of my heart, I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody. The double champ does what the f*** he wants.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.